We are reading the Freedom article from Baal HaSulam. You can find it in the Wood System as well as in the writings of Baal HaSulam. We're continuing with heading Pleasure and Pain. The Freedom, Pleasure and Pain. However, when we examine the acts of an individual, we will find them compulsory. He is compelled to do them and has no freedom of choice. In a sense, he is like a stew cooking on a stove. It has no choice but cook. Since Providence has harnessed life with two chains, which are pleasure and pain. The living creatures have no freedom of choice to choose pain or reject pleasure. And man's advantage over animals is that man can aim at a remote goal, meaning agree to a certain amount of current pain out of choice of future benefit or pleasure to be attained after some time. But in fact, there is no more than a seemingly commercial calculation here, where the future benefit or pleasure seems preferable and advantageous to the agony they are suffering from the pain, which they have agreed to assume presently. And there's only a matter of deduction here, where they deduct the pain and suffering from the anticipated pleasure, and there remains some surplus.
Thus only the pleasure is extended. And so it sometimes happens that we are tormented because the pleasure we received is not the surplus we had hoped for compared to the agony we suffered. Hence, we are in deficit, just as our merchants. And when all is said and done, there is no difference here between man and animal. And if this is the case, there is no free choice whatsoever, but a pulling force drawing them toward any passing pleasure and rejecting them from painful circumstances. And Providence leads them to every place it chooses by means of these two forces without asking their opinion in the matter.
מבלי שאלת פיהם כלל. ולא עוד, אלא
Moreover,
האופי של התענוג והתועלת,
even determining the type of pleasure and benefit are entirely out of one's own free choice.
אלא
But they follow the will of others, as they want, and not he.
למשל,
For example, I sit, I dress, I speak, and I eat. I do all these not because I want to sit that way, or talk that way, or dress that way, or eat that way, but because others want me to sit, dress, talk, and eat that way. It all follows the desire and fancy of society and not my own free will. Furthermore, in most cases I do these against my will, for I would be more comfortable behaving simply, without any burden, but I am chained with iron shackles in all my movements to the fancies and manners of others, which make up the society. So tell me, where is my freedom of will? On the other hand, if we assume that the will has no freedom, and we are all like machines operating and creating through external forces, which force them to act this way, it means that we are all incarcerated in the prison of Providence, which, using these two chains, pleasure and pain, pushes and pulls us to its will, to where it sees fit. It turns out that there is no such thing as selfishness in the world, since no one here is free or stands in his own right. I am not the owner of the act, and I am not the doer because I want to do. Rather, it is because I am worked upon against my will and without my awareness. Thus, reward and punishment become extinct. And it is quite odd, not only for the religious who believe in his providence and can rely on him and trust that he aims only for the best in this conduct. It is even stranger for those who believe in nature, since, according to the above said, we are all incarcerated by the chains of blind nature with no awareness or accountability. And we, the chosen species, with reason and knowledge, have become a toy in the hands of the blind nature, which leads us astray, and who knows where.
Well, here probably Tzvika wants to ask.
Yeah, I got lots of complaints, as you know. Look, he says that the pleasure and pain push us and pull us to its will where it sees fit. I was always certain that I'm an egoist. I know that I'm an egoist.
You're an angel.
And truly, in my environment, I'm a big egoist, but if I was not an egoist, then I wouldn't attain anything. So what does it say here? That even though you're an egoist, you have no rest. You're not an egoist, you're okay. There's no egoism in the world. There's no selfishness in the world. So what's he explaining to me here?
It's all from the Creator. Go to the craftsman who made me.
Meaning if I'm an egoist or selfish with a big will to receive, he cannot come with complaints to me?
Not to you.
To who?
To the one who made you. This way.
If they come and tell you that you are this huge egoist, you're not social with your friends, let's go even further. In the 10, if I behave unpleasantly, if I'm an egoist, so what would they say? It all comes from the Creator.
No, this is something else. Why? Because it's a place for correction. So either they accept you as still uncorrected, and then it's fine. They agree to tolerate you because gradually you're correcting yourself. And you'll be incorporated in them and all of your terrible forms, and it will bring them benefit.
This is what he says. He says that I'm not the doer because I want to do. I'm not the owner of the act. So he says that you're not to blame. The Creator makes you this way. You're an egoist. So there are people who are less and more egoistic. So what happens?
None of them is guilty of who they are.
What does it depend on that he's an egoist?
It depends on his root in the system of Adam HaRishon.
What does that mean?
It means that you don't choose anything. That's the way I am. Why? Go to the craftsman who made me.
All these things that you're talking about, that people who are more or less egoistic, more or less controlling, that's all from the Creator?
Yes.
No one has anything? No one has anything to blame for?
No one is guilty of anything until he receives the ability of free choice.
What does that mean, that he gets the ability for free choice?
But there's not people off the street.
But
those who, like us, are searching for ways to reach correction.
Only those who are studying here?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. No. That's why they are the sinners.
And those who are outside, you don't need to relate to them?
No. I have no need to relate to them.
Thanks.
So
how do we relate properly to pleasure and pain?
Try to aim them as they pass over us and direct us. They point us in the direction of the purpose of creation.
That I feel pleasure or pain, what am I supposed to do?
When you feel pleasure or pain, what should you do? You should try to understand where everything is coming from, the pleasure or the pain, and how you can use them to aim yourself at the root of creation, the Creator.
Spoke about free choice. What is it? What free choice does the 10 have?
I don't know yet. Hold on. I don't know it. We didn't finish the article. So I don't know what he's going to say next. It's possible that we have to understand where is our free choice. Does it even exist if there is none else besides him? And only one force operating through all of reality. How do I come to my own free choice? How do I use it? How can I manage the whole world with my free choice? I don't know yet how to actualize it.
What's the approach of the wisdom of Kabbalah to the daily decisions of a person in life, of a student? A person who studies the wisdom of Kabbalah, what does Kabbalah recommend for that person in his daily decision making?
To try to combine his life with the correction.
So that means what? I need to make sure I'm in the lessons, in the 10 meetings, all those things.
That's clear.
What's unclear? What else?
I don't know what you're asking about.
I'm asking, he says, there's this situation in life where they pull me to pleasure and I'm pushed away from pain. And he says, whatever you do, that's a calculation, a commercial calculation. So my question is, does the person need to make that calculation? Does he need to play that game? Because he's already inside that calculation. Or does he need to say, that's not my place of choice, and I'm going to focus on another area, which is what the wisdom of Kabbalah recommends to me. Or do I play this game because I have seemingly free choice, like every person in this world?
However you choose.
So he's got to play that game just like everyone else who's unconscious that he has no choice, and play that game, then make that commercial calculation.
If he chooses this way.
So he could maybe not play that game.
You see that this is what's happening to us.
Right, so I'm asking, what's this plus one? What's the advice of the wisdom of Kabbalah to a student of Kabbalah to do in his daily decision-making?
The way he decides.
I don't understand that. Well, what does it mean, however he decides?
What do you want out of a person?
What do I want out of a person? He needs to develop to realize his purpose in life.
That's what you want from him?
Yeah, that's what he was born for. That's his goal in life.
Okay, so what is the question then?
On the way to realizing that goal, he has stages of development, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in those stages of development, let's say the first ones, he's still in that game of that commercial calculation.
Correct.
So he has no choice but to play that game as if he has choice, he's certain about that, just like every single person in this world.
And?
So what's the recommendation of the wisdom of Kabbalah to that person in that state? To play that commercial calculation game?
As much as he can bend it towards the truth. The truth.
What does that mean?
As much as he can relate to his life truthfully.
So he needs to stop as if he has some choice, and then he has to think, so what am I going to take out of this decision, out of this calculation?
This is something he has to do in each and every moment.
So he's got to say at every moment, wait, I have no choice.
Why no choice?
Because Bala Sulam says that you have no choice, that you're...
So it depends on you, what kind of forces have been arranged in you.
Okay, so how do we work correctly? What does that mean?
By being incorporated in the group, you can change the balance of forces that are operating in you.
And that's connected to the daily decision-making of a person?
Yes. That's a daily thing. What, you decide once for the whole life?
What, for example, out of the change of the weight of the forces that act in him, change in his life?
Each time you can change the balance of powers.
To what?
Toward the good, toward bestowal, a connection with the ten, and so on and so forth.
And then how does that influence his daily decision-making in life? What, for instance?
Accordingly, each moment in life, he changes his behavior. Also toward society, toward nature, all of that, everyone.
And
that balance, he's the one who determines that.
Yes.
That's what he needs to focus on, and only that. Because it appears to him that he himself can make that change, as if he limits himself in all kinds of seemingly disturbing desires, and he chooses those desires that progress him to the goal.
Yes,
that's how he should operate.
So how can he do that correctly, as if not egoistically?
You don't know that. You're in the middle of the road.
So can you say a few more words about that, about how not to get confused?
No. Why? I don't want to steal from you.
That's part of the process?
Yes.
So what should we focus on to summarize that? That a person has daily decisions to make in his life which always confuse him. It seems to him that they confuse him. Maybe they don't confuse him. Maybe he just gets confused because he is on that comparison.
You want me to make decisions for you, for me to develop in your place? What do you want?
Recommendation, advice of the wisdom of Kabbalah. What does it say to a person who wants to develop towards a goal and he has 1,001 decisions to make in life on a daily basis, which seemingly aren't connected to the goal, but they're connected. So how am I supposed to choose correctly?
Only out of his connection with the correct environment. And that's it. What else can he rely on?
And how will that determine that correct connection? What is that correct connection?
When he connects himself to the correct environment, he follows it, he is incorporated into it.
And he needs to see that his connection to the correct environment influences his daily decision making?
Ultimately, yes. He has to feel it.
Tov. Ken.
רב, אני רוצה לברר שתי הגדרות. לפי חוכמת הקבלה, האדם...
I want some definitions here. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, a person is above creation or inside creation, according to what is defined as a person, a human.
A human, Adam, is inside creation and he can rise above it.
We say that nature is God. If a person can rise above nature, so is he rising above the nature of reception or the nature of bestowal?
No, he cannot be above the nature of bestowal.
So rising above nature means rising above his first nature, his nature of reception?
Yes.
And when we say, when we talk about that balance of forces, so that's the ability of a person to get rid of that first nature and to go connect to that new nature that controls him.
Yes. That's it.
Thank you.
Is free choice the ability or the awareness to oppose the control of the Creator, and then the man's work is to receive gratefully the providence of the Creator according to his desire?
Yes.
Woman Moscow, Schweizre.
Woman Moscow 17. What's the pros of free choice in relation to a generation? In relation towards absence. In relation to an absence of choice.
When a person in his free choice brings himself closer to the Creator.
In relation to a your average student in the time of preparation and a person on the street, how does nature relate to those two people in different ways?
I don't know what to tell you. The average person on the street is a beast, perhaps. Most likely. I don't know what to do with this question.
What's the difference between a person and an animal?
The difference is that a person is drawn toward free choice to rise above his egoistic desire and then choose for himself a true goal.
If it turns out that a person has no chance to exit himself and to love others if the environment doesn't act on him.
Correct?
If the environment projects just general business, then he has no way to exit his will to receive.
Where will you have a desire to come out of it?
Even if he's strong and wise, he won't help him?
No, how will he be strong and wise? He has to acquire these things from the society, through the society.
So only in arvut and connection is that thing given?
Yes.
That's the one thing that we can do and ask for, that the Creator will be our guarantor?
Yes. That's the arvut article.
Ken.
מקובלים מדברים על
Kabbalists discuss the roots in this way, that the freedom comes from an upper place and gradually it brings us to a certain scrutiny.
Yes?
I see that it's always the opposite, that we're always in this opposite world, that whoever thinks he's free is even more. That's my question. Is in our reality, our corporeal reality, someone who is a slave and who is not free? Did he do some scrutiny toward our scrutinies? Is he closer to our scrutinies?
I don't understand your question. Person lives in our world and he works in biology, let's say. And then he sees that all the living organisms behave according to their inner impulses. In what is he different from a cockroach? What is an animal? So he decides, I too am an animal.
Let's say it's like they give an example of a professor at a hospital who looks at a problem. He says it's very complicated, but the person who's a cleaner, a janitor, they say that it's very simple. So the question is whether we're free or not. A person who lives in this feeling that is free and everything's okay, or a person who feels that is under all this pressure and he doesn't see any free choice, does that bring him to a more inner scrutiny, or is there no connection?
No.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, а как вот чем мне от жука отличаться?
How am I different to a cockroach?
If I want to rise above the cockroach or some other primitive organism, I must accept the quality of bestowal, because in the quality of reception there's a difference between all the created beings, and accordingly they are ranked on this scale. This scale, ruler. But according to the quality of bestowal, I don't belong to any creature in this world. Then I begin to weigh myself differently, evaluate myself differently.
Жук, вот он движется, да, там приводится в движение благодаря каким-то своим побуждениям. Там туда побежал, сюда побежал. Ну так и
что. That bug or an insect runs according to all kinds of awakenings. It runs here or there, and that's how a person runs around as well. What changes in him when this quality of bestowal reveals to him in this schema?
When a person acquires the quality of bestowal, it begins to run around not like the cockroach, but according to foreign desires that are in his environment, and he wants to bestow to everyone. More and more and more depends on his degree of development. And accordingly, we evaluate him, how closely he resembles the Creator, since the Creator also is thinking of our development. Hence, we evaluate a person according to his development, according to his reflected light, you can say. It doesn't matter how you say it. According to his equivalence to the Creator. We depict ourselves that we're some insect who's drawn into one or another direction. If I have the quality of bestowal, so I stop myself and act according to the desire of the collective, of the ten?
Yes.
If I'm an insect, a cockroach, I work according to my inner impulses. If I'm a human, Adam, then I want to resemble the Creator, and I work according to the society, the environment. Is that clear? Good. In relation to the commercial calculation that he writes about, it seems that people are very bad in this calculation, that they always think it's going to be pleasure, but they don't know how to calculate it, and then they receive more and more pain. So I wanted to ask why, if everything we have is pleasure and pain, why aren't people good at that calculation?
In order to reach a true goal. No, the Creator interferes.
Barur, ken? Yofi.
Clear, yes? Good.
Nif.
Chok hasibatiyut.
Read on.
The law of causality.
Lehavin davar chashuv kaza. Dehainu.
It is worthwhile taking some time to grasp such an important thing, meaning how we exist in the world as beings with a self, where each of us regards himself as a unique entity, acting on its own, independent of external, alien, and unknown forces, and in what this being, the self, becomes revealed to us. It is true that there is a general connection among all the elements of reality before us, which abides by the law of causality, by way of cause and effect, moving forward. And as the whole, so is each item for itself, meaning that each and every creature in the world, from the four types, still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, abides by the law of causality by way of cause and effect. Moreover, each particular form of a particular conduct which a creature follows while in this world is pushed by ancient causes, compelling it to accept that change in that conduct and not another whatsoever. This is apparent to all who examine the ways of nature from a pure scientific point of view and without a mixture of bias. Indeed, we must analyze this matter to allow ourselves to examine it from all sides.
Ken.
Rav, מהם הגורמים הקדומים שבעל הסולם
מדבר? Rav, what are these ancient causes that Baal HaSulam talks about that influence us? can't speak of everything and take everything into consideration and study everything. The important thing is that he explains it to us, and it's enough for us to understand who is influencing us, who surrounds us. You can say it like that.
Turkitu.
Dear Rav, kişi mi doğru çevreye gelir, yoksa yaratan mı kişiyi doğru çevreye getirir? Burada kişinin özgü seçimi tam olarak nedir?
Does a person come to the right environment, or if the creator comes to the right environment, what is the choice of a person in this matter? There's no difference. It's always the creator.
The Moscow 4.
Доброе утро. Хотел спросить по поводу одобрения общества. В желании получать человек вынужден.
In relation to social public opinion. In the will to receive, the person is necessitated to act in a way where he acts in a certain way, that he dresses a certain way, etc. But in the will to bestow, what does a person rely on?
Only his den. Only that group that is aimed at the purpose of creation.
What is the difference between the public opinion before that?
The calculation is different. He's not asking for reward from human society, but instead he's asking for it from his group that's aimed at the goal, and the reward is the creator that's revealed within them. Next.
Belarus.
Belarus.
Рав, в чем, кроме выбора окружения, у нас, как учеников Бне Баруха, есть свобода?
Other than choosing the environment, what else do we have a choice in as students of Bnei Baruch?
In nothing.
Ашдот Эсер.
Бокер Тов, Рав Хаверим. Шилай, им ли Догмани Милакеш.
If I ask, for example, for friends, and I get an answer from them, in the thoughts, in the mind, or in the environment, where do I get that answer? Again, if I ask for the friends, where do I get the answer? In mind or in heart?
It depends on how you ask. But we want to receive an answer in the heart, meaning that our desires will acquire a correct direction toward the goal.
Ken?
Could it also come through the environment?
Yes.
Woman help too.
Toda Rav, בהמשך למה שדיברת עם ניב, מה זה בעצם בחירה?
In relation to what you said with Niv, what is a choice?
Choice is always between the group, when the Creator shattered the vessel of Adam HaRishon and arranged for us, for each one of us, a individual group, and through our participation, our adhesion in that tiny group, the ten as we call it, we can advance ourselves toward the correct goal, and in this way influence our spiritual advancement. That is the choice. That is the choice.
A person thinks that he has choice between two options in his life, either to do one thing or another, maybe to either to come to a ten meeting or to go to the gym. But from what I heard you say to Niv, the choice is between inner forces, that a person needs to organize his inner forces
as a preparation for choice. Yes.
אז איך מכריעים
So how do we determine in our internality to strengthen the right direction or the right side?
How do you determine it in your internality to strengthen, to reinforce the correct side, choice? Well, by investing in it more importance. You talk about it, you hear what the environment is saying about it. Ultimately, it's up to the environment. I need to choose an environment in whom the goal, the actions, connections, everything they're doing, that should be aimed more and more toward the purpose of life.
And these choices accumulate in a person as if they strengthen increasingly that you could say the good inclination in a person, or each day it's anew?
This could be a daily examination, and the person and the process of development can also be daily.
So in short, if I want to take a tip of how to correctly choose, I have no approach to my heart, but I just choose the correct environment, and then my inner decisions become correct.
True, that's what's written. A person is not in charge of his heart, is not the master of his heart, but through the environment, he corrects the heart.
כן.
ענית לה שבהשתתפות שלנו בעשירייה אנחנו יכולים לקדם את עצמנו למטרה.
You answered her that in our participation in the environment we can influence our decision making to come to a better development. The problem is that a person sees the direction, not the same direction. Everyone has a different way of bestowing and progressing, and then there's this conflict.
There's no conflict.
Why? Because one person wants to meet on Friday, another on Monday.
That's a conflict.
So, how do we progress correctly? In the article, the Arvut, he says everyone needs to reach as one man with one heart and will receive the Torah.
Yes.
There is no as one man with one heart.
There isn't. Start to annul yourselves, each one relative to the friends.
It's impossible.
At all? So there's nothing to do? So you are not even starting to build a group.
Thanks.
Ну, Цвика.
Ну, Цвика.
אני רוצה קצת לעשות בירור על הקטע מה שהוא דיבר פה חוק חוק
I want to scrutinize this. The law of causality. That's the title here of the section. And then he says that there is a general connection among all the elements of reality before us which abides by the law of causality. Which means that I naturally want a good life. That's the law of causality. Meaning, what's the reason for me wanting a good life, and why do I suddenly want to be in bestowal? What's the reason?
That has to do with the hierarchy of values in you.
Naturally, we all want a good life. A nice looking woman, a nice house.
I didn't mean that.
How could I want to change that? I don't want a house, I want an ugly woman, I want to go in a house and not a car. Where does this thing change in me?
As a result of the environment.
I'm in an environment that people have things, not in an environment that's either lacking. So where is that environment?
A person who changes his environment changes his life.
So let me understand. If I'm in a place with wealthy people, they'll say, go over to this place where there's no... And then what? I just suddenly change my environment and something else happens?
Of course something else happens.
So I'm saying, why should I leave my nice house and go to a place which is, you know, worse?
If in a rural or a place or, a, you know,
in the projects, let's say you receive proper compensation, then you're pure.
You once said that Rabash told you, leave Rehovot and come live next to me. And you conceded and you went to from a penthouse to a bike with three rooms. So what brought you to that in which you left everything? Just all of a sudden you left everything. How could you suddenly come to a place where you just left everything and that's it?
That's from above.
It comes from above. You just left everything easily.
I was waiting to get rid of everything.
Why? What brought you to that point?
The Creator did it.
That's how you felt?
Yes.
You're great. To leave everything, it's a great thing.
No, I didn't give up anything because it wasn't great for me.
So explain to me what that point is.
Because the moment I wanted to move to Bnei Brak from Rehovot, from a duplex penthouse,
yeah,
penthouse
that.
Duplex to a three-bedroom apartment, so on and so forth, then that's it. I made my choice.
And that's the law of causality. That you conceded everything and you left to go to a place of three rooms.
Yes, because I saw that through that I advanced toward the goal.
And we just received that all of a sudden without any preparations. We just get that
like that.
טוב, כן.
תודה. איך להבין נכון את מה שבעל הסולם...
How do you correctly understand what בעל הסולם writes about how everything is motivated by cause and consequence?
לא הבנתי שוב.
I didn't understand, again.
בעל הסולם writes... that everything abides by the law of causality by way of cause and effect. How to understand it correctly?
Cause and effect, that each time we attain something, it draws us to attain the next point in our path.
What should that awaken us each time for?
That we would check where we are progressing to.
We move always forward. Well, what is the essence of the examination?
Where we are progressing. Where is forward toward the Creator, adhesion with the Creator, the purpose of creation, or to a penthouse?
What are the things that influence us so we will scrutinize correctly our progress?
Okay, you want to continue?
Misham,
who's over there? Putting up the hand.
No, Gershon, Sada.
Well, Gershon, okay.
I'm not sure if I should ask it, but our choices in the ten, let's say my choice, if there is such a thing, does it influence my friends in the ten?
Certainly.
Okay. I want to see how we can strengthen our choices at 10. There are things, I speak of us, there are things in the society that are clear that advance us toward the goal. Everything has to do with the friends gathering, the morning lesson. It's clear. The choice might be tough, but it's clear what is the correct choice. But we see on the path over the years, see that the choice I had to make in order to reach a lesson or a gathering, it was clear to me that this is the most important thing, more than anything. Suddenly it's not so clear.
They give you a place of choice.
Yes.
יוצא מצב שהרבה פעמים בסיריות שלנו
So it turns out that in our tents, how can I influence a friend's choice? Suddenly it seems to him that he needs to make a bit more money and it becomes more important than the lesson. Or he needs to travel a bit more and it becomes more important than the social gathering. There are many examples for that. Do you have anything to do with a friend's choice?
To go to him and tell him that you very much appreciate him in that he chose to be with the society and not to go out to some vacation, for instance. Not that I think that that's what we need to do, because we also need vacations. But that's it, to strengthen him.
Because it's an example, vacation and making a living, those are bad examples, but what I see in the end is that the friend's choices can influence a ten, can weaken a ten.
So what?
I don't see how we can advance with it, what to do. I see that I can grow weaker, additional friends can grow weaker as a result of other friends' choices, and you can't really get into it.
Sir, everything is according to how a person understands the path. I have nothing to say.
Another small thing?
In the same direction.
A little different. About the attitude toward the friend, that there has to be an equal attitude toward each friend. Is my attitude toward a friend that, whom I see that invests everything and is present everywhere, should my attitude be equal to such a friend and to a friend who is a little less there or invests less? How can my attitude be equal?
You cannot. Whoever exerts more, you need to relate to him in a more respected way. You respect his investment. But what?
Because I hear often that there has to be an equal attitude towards each one in the ten.
That's after all the calculations. But really, you relate to each and every one according to how you see their investment, however much they invest in the society. Yes.
It's a request, how to scrutinize? We keep running into it, this is our connection with the upper. If you can open it up, I'm walking with this feeling for a month already.
What?
How to make a scrutiny? What are the stages of scrutiny?
We cannot open that and we cannot enter that psychology. What do you need that for? We need to go according to a few general principles that Rabash explains to us, and that's really enough. To respect everyone, to care about the connection of everyone, and to move forward like that. As less details as there are, then there's less room to get all in entanglements. Yes.
Shalom Rav, shalom chavarim. Bemshach lebirur shel Gershon. Hello Rav, friends. Following Gershon's scrutiny, if I see that one friend invests and I appreciate him more, and another friend invests less, and then over time he invests even less. So where is the connection in the tent? Where do we give the power to the friend?
But it's always that way in a ten where no one's similar to one another.
That's correct. But if I I love the friend, if I give the power to a friend who invests more, how do we give the power to a friend who invests less in order to draw him in so he can invest more?
You give him forces too in a different way. So that you know, so that he knows that you help him.
What other form can we use to bring it?
I don't know. You're just stirring around the water. Nothing will come from that. You need to try for the society to be connected, to be united, and that each friend will have support. Each friend.
Toda.
That's
thank
all.
You. Thank you.
Ken.
Woman PT 18.
יש הבדל בהתקדמות הרוחנית?
Is there a difference in spiritual advancement between one who gives up any conditions to advance or one who does not need to give up anything?
שאין לו צורך לוותר.
That he has no need to give up anything.
יותר חזק.
That's stronger.
יש לו עבודה יותר גדולה אחר כך.
He has greater work later on.
Woman Moscow 6.
Доброе утро, Раф. Подскажите, как мы можем выбирать каждую секунду? Как обязать себя?
How to make a choice every second, how to force ourselves. It all depends on the environment. If a person incorporates and subjugates to the environment, then the environment influences him and changes him. And it doesn't matter how it changes him. He shouldn't criticize that. Because after he enters the environment, he needs to really give himself to the environment and receive it, accept it as a whole thing.
Good morning, Rav. In this item, he asks how the eye appears to us. But it seems it does not answer. How this feeling of I appears to us?
האנוכיות, איך תחושת האנוכיות מתגלה לנו?
בכמה שאנחנו אנחנו יותר
submit ourselves to the environment, we increasingly can feel ourself according to the extent of our subjugation to the environment.
Woman Turkey 8.
Woman Turkey 8.
Selam Rab. Kişinin sağlıklı gelişimi topluma faydalı tercihler yapması ise bu bütün insanlarla
if a person's healthy choice is about making choices that will benefit the environment, does that include all of humanity or only our spiritual environment?
Only the spiritual environment of a person. But afterwards we'll see. We'll move forward anyway. We're moving forward. Mac 25.
Спасибо, дорогой учитель, за возможность. У меня такой вопрос. Нас к свободе приближает важность и величие общества, в котором мы находимся.
И по мере greatness and importance of our society, is this what brings us closer to our freedom and the extent that we invest in the environment, the importance and the greatness they grow?
Чтобы не терять момент, когда Творец дает возможность.
How and in what way can we make the heart more sensitive in order to not squander the opportunity that a creator gives a person to bestow in the society?
Вопрос составной. Надо будет его решать отдельно.
It's a very fundamental question. We need to open it separately. Okay?
טוב, אני רואה שאתם כבר מחכים לסוף.
I see that you're already waiting for the end. Truly, I am too.
French too.
Merci Rav. Et question d'un ami. Comment peut-on déterminer
thank you, Rav. Question from a friend.
Pour un choix idéal dans le but de notre vie.
How can you determine the inner forces in order to reach the ideal choice and internally advance?
Atem
You think that you're managing the process. And that's what I'm impressed to hear more and more in your questions. The Creator is the manager, the upper force, who is connected to us and who's connected to the final goal, and he is in the whole process that each and every one of us needs to receive on the path, and that all of us at the end of it reach connection as one man with one heart. And my house will be a house of prayer for all nations. And that's what we need to see before us and to accept. Okay? Good. What else do we have, Dudi? Maybe you want to tell us something that needs to happen to us?
Yes, so we'll tell you that Sunday, the coming Sunday, we're starting with a new event for the entire world, weekly incorporation gathering taking place Sundays 6:30 to 7 p.m. It's called Building a Spiritual Society. We're going to meet, all of us, on the Arvut system, virtually, in all languages. And there we're going to give out all the news about the organization, everything about events, questions about dissemination, attends, society, new ideas, thoughts, questions and answers. It's a time where we'll gather and incorporate in everything that's happening, because we get so much from Rav in the lesson, and we want to scrutinize these things amongst ourselves, to discuss it, hear each other. So this event is in collaboration of all language heads, of course, Moshi. Maybe Moshi will add. Yeah, we want to add more transparency and cooperation. I hope it will help us reach our vote. We want a place where we can bring up different values, different fundamental principles on which we grew up on. Maybe new friends that are not familiar with them. Of course, news about dissemination and about the organization, and scrutinies, common scrutinies. Sometimes we hear all kinds of things. What are we doing in the 10? Some make it, some don't. How to relate to them equally, not equally. Those things, we need a place to scrutinize it, not only in the 10, but do it in a mutual way. I hope it's going to be very beneficial.
When are you going to talk about that?
Sundays. It'll be 30 minutes. You don't have to come physically. Everyone can connect from where they are. You know, so listen to it, the recording. And we're going to get advice from friends.
Okay. Good. Yes. Is that all, Dudi?
One more thing to say, that we're hurtling forward toward our next World Congress led by the groups in Asia. The topic is prayer, and that's why from lesson to lesson, day by day, we're going deeper into the discernments of the prayer.
Okay. That's all?
Ma.
What?
אני רוצה לשאול, אנחנו ירדנו
I want to ask, we left our global gathering of friends, which we had for about a week, for many years, and I hear now that we're not renewing them. At least once a month that we said all the friends will meet in a gathering of friends. I think we need to have that. Information is nice. Half an hour of information is good. I guess it will be full of emotion, I hope. But at least once a month to gather the whole world clear, have a gathering of friends. It will be like a congress. We're meeting now, the tens are meeting every Sunday. We canceled everything. According to what you said yesterday, 2 days ago, we're moving towards it. We're moving towards the connection between the tens. So I'm for renewing this thing.
Okay.
Even this information can be shared during this conference.
So when do you want to prepare that?
They didn't ask me, but if they would, we could start next week.
What does it mean it's possible to start?
No, let us start. Once a month to have a gathering of friends like that.
Once a month.
Those friends from the world prepare them, they connect, they prepare the gathering. There's a lot of power.
Okay, so you're responsible.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. There'll be a decision.
There's a decision now. You don't hear that from me?
Yeah, I hear it.
So that's all. That's the simplest way.
Right.
Okay, Dudi, is there anything else? No, you're already afraid now to awaken something. Very good. So, Niv,
we can go down and go to the meal and connect there.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, building a spiritual society, a weekly gathering of incorporation, ongoing updates on dissemination, starting this week, 6:30 to 7 p.m. Israel time on the Arvut system on Sunday. Friends, our next action starts in the hummus meal. We ask everyone here to go downstairs to the meal hall, enter as like water and fill the tables. We invite all the friends in the Arvut system to prepare for the meal, prepare something light to eat and a small drink to raise for Elohim. If you are friends in the room, please join other rooms speaking the same language so we can be incorporated together in this meal. And our schedule for today, Friday, 10 to 11, the program Facing the Future with Dr. Michael Lightman on the topic of Nazism and Fascism. 12 to 1, the afternoon lesson with Dr. Lightman, and 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. Friday meal. Have a good day. Song.
Thousands of years in the darkness we roam, chasing a whisper that's guiding us home. So many miles searching for a sign to break free from these cages of time. Is there some place beyond all the noise? A sweet silence behind every voice? Something pulling us out from the dark? Something holding behind these broken parts?